Va ora in onda
il giro del mondo in 80 radio. Viaggio attraverso la radiofonia mondiale, curato e condotto da Giacomo Schivo.
Amiche ed amici che ci seguite dall'Italia e dall'estero, ben ritrovati. ABC, American Broadcasting Company, è il nome della radio di cui ci occuperemo nella puntata di oggi.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
La ABC, American Broadcasting Company, è una storica emittente statunitense creata nel 1943 da una stazione radio che era di proprietà della NBC e che oggi è controllata dalla Walt Disney Company ed è parte della Disney ABC Television Group. I suoi primi programmi radiofonici furono del 1943, i suoi primi programmi televisivi del 1948. Il quartier generale si trova al Lincoln Center, nel quartiere residenziale dell'Upper West Side a Manhattan, mentre gli uffici della programmazione si trovano a Burbank in California, accanto ai Disney Studios e alla sede della Walt Disney Company. È nel 2008 il network televisivo con più ascolti negli Stati Uniti. La ABC ha riportato immensi successi, soprattutto grazie alle sue ultime quattro serie televisive di culto, ovvero Lost, Desperate Housewives, Grey's Anatomy e Once Upon a Time. Non dimentichiamoci neanche di Scrubs, Medici ai primi ferri. Il suo nome formale è American Broadcasting Company Inc. e ciò appare su tutti i diritti di copyright e su tutti i documenti di proprietà. A volte ci si riferisce alla ABC con il nome di network dell'alfabeto, dato che corrisponde alle prime tre lettere dell'alfabeto latino. Dopo questa canzone inizieremo a ripercorrere la storia di questo grande network americano.
Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Oh, beat it, man. Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar.
Chickery to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldier celebrate his leave, make every day like New Year's Eve.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, the native swoon when she hear der bingo croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Out on Manzanella Beach, G.I. romance with Native Peach. All night long make tropic love, next day sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Rum and Coca-Cola. Rum and Coca-Cola. Working for the Yankee dollar.
Allora, vi ricordate che nella scorsa puntata, la puntata che abbiamo dedicato alla NBC, si diceva che all'inizio degli anni 40 la NBC monopolizzava praticamente e di fatto tutto il mercato radiofonico statunitense. Allora, dopo qualche anno di studio, la Federal Communication Commission approvò un documento che si chiamava Report on Chain Broadcasting. Questo documento proponeva un vero e proprio divorzio, pretendendo la vendita da parte della NBC di una delle sue reti. La scelta era fra vendere la rete rossa o la rete azzurra. Allora, siccome la rete rossa era la maggior rete radiofonica statunitense che si occupava dei programmi musicali e dell'intrattenimento, la NBC decise di disfarsi non della rete rossa ma della rete azzurra. E proprio da questo Blue Network, da questa rete azzurra, nasce la ABC. Infatti trovarono quelli della NBC un acquirente nella persona di Edward Noble, proprietario della catena di dolciumi Lifesavers, una grande catena che ancora oggi esiste negli Stati Uniti, e dei drugstore Rexall. Per completare la transazione, Noble dovette cedere la WMCA, che dovette essere approvata dalla FCC. La commissione, dopo essersi raccomandata con Noble, il presidente della nuova società, e con Woods, il suo direttore, autorizzò la transazione il 12 ottobre del 1943. Per accordo fra Noble e Woods nacque appunto da questa nuova rete azzurra l'American Broadcasting System. E a partire dal gennaio 1944 questo network venne chiamato appunto ABC, cosa che scatenò anche una raffica di tentativi di rinominare le altre reti. E sì, perché sia la NBC che la CBS avevano delle reti radiofoniche all'interno della cui sigla c'erano appunto le lettere ABC, e quindi cambiarono questi nomi per fare in modo che si discostassero dalla ABC. Ad esempio, la CBS aveva una stazione che si chiamava WABC e divenne WCBS. Ecco, la ABC Radio, essendo una nuova realtà di quegli anni, non poteva certo competere con grandezza di nomi, di soldi, di ascolti con la NBC e con la CBS. Iniziò a svilupparsi lentamente, si costruì man mano una propria audience, puntando non sulla quantità ma sulla qualità, facendo pochi programmi di rilievo. E Noble, il suo capo, il suo manager, acquistò maggiori stazioni, tra cui la stazione di Detroit e quella di Los Angeles, per fare in modo che la ABC Radio si potesse espandere piano piano e raggiungere sempre il maggior numero di famiglie possibile in America.
Eversharp is the company which makes the Eversharp Schick Injector Razor, which sells for $1.25 with 20 blades and changes blades automatically. Eversharp sponsors this program. We will now have a 3-second silence in their honor. Last week, a man made a very interesting test. This man took a certain razor and shaved one side of his face. He took another company's razor and shaved the other side. The left side came out smooth, clean, and perfectly magnificent. The right side was rough, ragged, and completely obnoxious. Now, because of business ethics, I can't tell you which razors he used. We will now have a 3-second silence in honor of the losing razor. We will now have a short cheer for the winning razor. Hooray! Too bad I can't mention either razor. I'm supposed to talk about Eversharp for a minute. I haven't quite filled a minute yet. We will now have a 3-second silence in honor of the minute I'm supposed to fill. There we are. Okay.
A startling announcement.
We guarantee that if you shave with an Eversharp Schick, that girl who never liked you still won't like you. Are you unpopular at dances? Are you the wallflower type? Do people whisper about you behind your back? Use an Eversharp Schick Injector Razor and don't go to dances. People will still whisper. They'll say that you're stupid, that you're offensive in 10 ways your dentist can't fix, that you're a pain. But you'll have a nice shave, so what do you care? You buy one of these sets, see? The razor and 20 blades for $1.25. And what do you care if people don't like you? I will like you. The razor... The razor changes blades automatically, and that takes care of your social life. You can sit home nights and play with a razor. Then Wednesday night, you can tune in and I'll try to talk you into buying another one. Why, we can go on like this for years. You and I, you shaving and me making money. Of course, on the other hand, if you want to be spiteful, forget the name Every Sharp Schick Injector Razor. Go ahead. Well, I'll say one thing for the Ever Sharp Schick Injector Razor. Funny, you can't think of any one thing offhand, but I think I'd be able to think of one thing, wouldn't you? Maybe something will come to me. Ever Sharp Schick Injector Razor. Ever Sharp Schick Injector Razor. Sounds monotonous, doesn't it? Well, I tell you, if anybody calls you up on the phone and asks who sponsors the Henry Morgan Show, tell them the Ever Sharp Schick Injector Razor. See, that way you won't have to buy one, but the sponsor will know that you know about it. It changes blades automatically, and it's a buck and a quarter with 20 blades. They're thinking of putting vitamins in the blades, so if you can possibly manage to cut yourself, the vitamins go right into your bloodstream and get the... I don't know, maybe they'll give it up. Well, the message... message I leave with you is, if you want to buy one, don't let me stand in your way. On behalf of the Eversharp Schick Injector Razor, which changes blades automatically, I would like to bid you a fond nothing. The Eversharp Schick Razor comes complete with 20 blades, and that's all the company can afford to give you for a dollar and a quarter. They have no time for good wishes. I want you to know that the Eversharp Schick Injector Razor changes blades automatically, and the company itself gives you an excellent value, and from there on, they quit. They don't bring you the correct time through their courtesy. They don't particularly hope that you have a happy weekend. They don't wish you a cheery good evening. I don't think they even like you. They don't like me. But I figure this way. I bought a Buick last month, and they didn't say they were madly in love with me. Why should Ever Sharp be so crazy about you for a dollar and a quarter? You get your money's worth. You get a fine shave. What more do you want? Never mind if they don't like you. I like you. Don't like them much. One of this country's best announcers is Ted Hughes. I like him. I wish the sponsor would give him something better to do than announce the shave-a-thon which follows. But that's the way it goes, and here's the way it goes.
Fast, easy, smooth. He's just as fast as he could be. He used the Eversharp Schick. Once over is enough for the fastest, easiest, smoothest shave of your life. And same men, shave slick, use Eversharp Schick for the fastest, easiest, smoothest shave of your life. You heard the bell. Here's tonight's winner. It's the man over there, and that was an Eversharp Schick injector razor he was using, proving once again it's the fastest, easiest, smoothest shaver in the world. And now, Charlie Irving, what was the official time?
Well, Ted, it's 29 seconds, and the winner using an Eversharp Schick injector razor is Mr. Allen of New York City.
Well, here's the winner, Mr. Allen. Tell me, sir, how does your face feel?
Bloody.
Thank you very much, and good night.
All that figured in the commercial.
My New Year's resolution about the Eversharp Schick Injector Razor was to say nice things about the razor for at least a month. I was going to say that the Eversharp Schick and 20 blades sells for a dollar and a quarter, and I was going to make it sound as though it was worth at least $20. I was going to say that it changes blades automatically and make it sound like Edison thought that that was a bigger invention than the electric light. I was going to say, this would make millions of people rush out into the night to buy Eversharp razors. The sponsor would be delirious with happiness. He'd give me a big raise. I'd save the money and retire. And then next New Year's, I could make a resolution not to work for him anymore. I'd buy my own razor company, put my present sponsor on the air working for me. Then I could tell him what I think is funny. On second thought, I don't think I'll try to sell too many razors because Eversharp will make all the dough and then he'll retire.
Maybe that would be a good thing.
Eversharp likes to explain the way the razor works by having people go around saying push-pull, click-click. But I think it'd be more effective if you could actually hear this handy little gadget. So tonight we're going to make the sounds for you. The Eversharp Chick Injector Razor, of course, changes blades automatically. You take the razor in one hand, the injector cartridge in the other, and then just push. Then you just pull. Then just click, click. Works very simply. And you get the razor and 20 blades for a dollar and a quarter. And the sponsor always thanks me for the commercial announcement.
Oh, c'è una curiosità. C'è una curiosità perché la ABC negli anni 40 fu l'unico network statunitense a non andare in diretta per il 100% della programmazione, ma a preregistrare molti programmi. Infatti i progressi nella registrazione importati dalla Germania avevano fatto in modo che la qualità dell'audio non potesse essere distinta da quella delle radiotrasmissioni in diretta e di conseguenza molti personaggi celebri che volevano liberarsi dagli schemi rigidi precedenti, delle prove e della paura di affrontare una diretta, tra cui Bing Crosby, passarono alla ABC. In quegli anni la ABC punta molto sui programmi di intrattenimento che diventano una specialità, come ad esempio il fortunato quiz show Stop the Music. Per quanto riguarda la televisione, la ABC è presente sul piccolo schermo a partire dal 1948.
A long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still mine? I need your love. Godspeed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Lonely rivers sigh, wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home, wait for me. Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still mine? I need your love. I need your love. Godspeed your love to me.
il giro del mondo in 80 radio.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, the Charioteers, Lena Romay, Skitch Henderson, and, oh yes, Bing Crosby.
Thank you.
Can't we simply pass the time of day? Do you have to smile at me that way? My heart goes crazy. It goes bump, de bump, bump. Can't we just shake hands and feel at ease? Do you have to give that extra squeeze? My heart goes crazy. It goes bump, de bump, bump, bump. My doctor told me this has got to stop. He never heard a beat like hippity-hippity-hop. When the conversation's going fine, must you get your lips so close to mine? My heart goes crazy. It goes bump-de-bump-bump. What'll I do? You got me crazy too.
My heart goes crazy, bump.
It goes bump, bump, de bump, bump.
Can't we just shake hands and feel at ease? Do you have to give that extra squeeze? My heart goes crazy.
It goes bump, de bump, bump, bump. My doctor told me this has got to stop. He never heard a beat like hippity-hippity-hop.
Re-pop!
When the conversation's going fine, must you get your lips so close to mine? My heart goes crazy. It goes bump, de bump, bump. What'll I do?
No use, I do.
You got me crazy too.
My happy function on many occasions to introduce to you, the radio audience, top-ranking artists in the field of fine music. If you detect a tremor of undue excitement as I make this announcement, it is directly attributable to my high regard for our forthcoming guest. Nay, more than high regard, it is a deep-rooted feeling of respect. Nay, more than respect.
Oh, what?
Oh, nuts. Oh, Spike Jones and his city slickers with Hawaiian war chant.
Sun pulls away from the shore, and our boat sinks slowly in the west. We approach the island of Lulu, which spelled backwards is Ul Ul. In the distance, we hear Spike Jones and his wacky Waikikians.
Out of running.
Oh, Spike. Spike, that was truly enchanting. A tone poem of purest island magic. This may get me off pineapple juice forever. Switching to Mission Orange, I think.
Glad you liked it, Bing. We aim to please.
Well, I'm happy you weren't aiming at me. Say, Spike, time to time, you know, sundry passersby have asked me for a definitive analysis of your music.
Well, perhaps I can define it.
Please
do. You've heard of Meredith Willson's Chiffon Swing?
I have.
Well, I play oilcloth jazz.
Hey, tell me that you left John Scott Trotter's band to form your own disorganization. Is that true?
Yes, I was Trotter's drummer, and he always insisted that I play amongst the other musicians.
Oh, foolhardy soul that he was.
It was this proximity which led to our party.
So?
One night, Trotter put three cello players right in front of my snare drums, and they were all bald-headed. To me, they looked like timpani.
You mean?
I got pretty hot that night.
And the net result?
Two concussions and a pear-shaped welt.
That was your final performance for John Scott.
Right, and may I tell you something,
Bing? Please do.
I don't like the accompaniment you're getting on this program.
Oh, here now, Spike, you're a guest. Wait a minute, please. Do I detect a note of bitterness toward Mr. Trotter?
Oh, no, indeed. Never in my most careless moments would I say anything even slightly unkind about the ponderous podiatrist.
I wouldn't either, no. Not in there.
But my heart aches when I hear the accompaniment he furnished for such a fine singer as your thrush-voiced self.
Such flattery can only lead to an immediate audition. You got a tune in mind?
Yeah, you did a song a long time ago. Remember Love and Bloom?
Oh, yes, a lovely tune. But I thought Jack Benny had fiddled it flatter than a flabby flounder. Huh?
Oh, we'll show him.
Yes, I guess we will. The trees, the filibreeze with rare and magic perfume. Oh no, it isn't the trees, it's love in bloom. Can it be the spring that seems to bring the moon right into my room?
Oh no,
it isn't the spring, it's love in bloom. My heart was a desert.
Water, water, give me water.
You planted the seed. This is the flower. This hour of sweet fulfillment. Is it all a dream? This joy supreme that comes to me in the gloom.
Oh, no!
It isn't a dream. It's love in bloom.
E stiamo parlando della ABC, Siamo arrivati all'inizio degli anni 50 e con gli anni 50 c'è la fusione con un grande gruppo cinematografico, ovvero la Paramount. Dal 1954 la ABC, che si è già fusa con la Paramount, finanzia anche una parte del progetto di Disneyland, il grandioso parco giochi, parco delle meraviglie, famoso in tutto il mondo, e lancia anche un omonimo programma televisivo. La ABC dà un contributo di $500,000 in investimenti ed una garanzia di $4.5 million supplementari in prestiti. Tutto questo rappresenta ben un terzo del budget totale del parco, e il giorno dell'apertura del parco, cioè il 17 luglio del 1955, va in onda il relativo speciale in diretta sia sulla radio che alla televisione. Fortunata collaborazione con la Disney terminerà nel 1961, dopo il riacquisto da parte della società di Topolino dell'investimento della ABC nel parco di Disneyland, riacquisto che sarà chiuso per la straordinaria, strabiliante cifra di $7.5 million.
Here's a ballad of late 39, early 40 vintage, for which Mr. Tubby Garin is beating up a revival.
Heart and soul, I fell in love with you. Heart and soul, the way a fool would do, madly. Because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I begged to be adored, and I lost control, tumbled overboard gladly. that magic night we kissed, there in the moon mist. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Just look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul.
Oh, e veniamo agli anni 60. Durante gli anni 60 la ABC riscuote un vero e proprio successo di pubblico e di critica. Nel 62 nasce anche la ABC Films, una nuova società per il sindacato e la produzione di film e trasmissioni televisive, e viene creato un nuovo logo per la rete disegnato da Paul Rand. Nel 65 la televisione a colori acquisisce notevole rilevanza e così, per rimanere in corsa, la ABC deve fare appello a più affiliati, poiché continua a piazzarsi sempre terza nei sondaggi dietro la NBC e la CBS. In ogni caso c'è bisogno di soldi per ingrandirsi, così il presidente Leonard Goldenson si mette in affari con le grandi società di quegli anni, come il colosso della General Electric. Verso la fine del 65 la ABC e la ITT si accordano per una fusione. Questa fusione è un vero successo, nonostante i dubbi del Dipartimento americano della Giustizia a proposito dell'integrità giornalistica della ABC, che può essere influenzata dai possedimenti esteri della ITT. Nonostante quest'ultima prometta di lasciare un'autonomia di edizione alla ABC, l'amministrazione americana non è soddisfatta e annullerà la fusione il 1 gennaio del 1968.
The president of ABC News, Elmer W. Lauer.
As the man in overall charge of ABC News, I'm responsible for the operation of both our television and our radio news departments. Right now, I'd like you to look at our radio news department in action. Our radio news output is heard daily on more than 1,150 stations across the country. Radio news has its own staff and its own bureaus, separate from television. Here at ABC, radio news is far from being a stepchild. We firmly believe in letting each medium cover the news in the manner best suited to it. Network radio is synonymous with worldwide news. Through a large network news organization, hundreds of affiliated stations and millions of radio listeners are provided with a continual flow of news. Network news resources permit the kind of coverage a local station on its own could never provide. ABC Radio News is network radio's largest organization. The radio news division provides 4 newscasts an hour, plus special programs, documentaries, commentaries, and features. At 5 minutes before the hour, a newscast is fed to affiliates of ABC's contemporary network. On the hour, a different newscast goes to affiliates of the information network. At 15 past the hour, a different newscast is fed to affiliates of the FM network. And news on the half hour goes out to affiliates of ABC's entertainment radio network. 4 distinct news services to ABC's 4 radio networks. We consider it our responsibility to involve our ABC affiliates and the listening public in the world of news.
This is news from American Contemporary Radio, and I'm Don Gardner in New York.
This is ABC Radio News, the main headquarters in New York, 1926 Broadway, just across from Lincoln Center. And here is Entertainment Network news manager, a serious young man, Peter Katz.
You could say that this map represents the worldwide coverage for our four radio networks. This map is what makes us unique. We take listeners to the scene. For instance, not too long ago, we were in Lahore, Pakistan.
When President Richard Nixon went around the world, our listeners went around the world with him. Correspondent Steve Bell at Lahore Airport.
The stifling heat of yesterday, not present here.
This is a radio on the scene report. It works well on all sorts of stories. A correspondent involves the listener by describing news as it is being made instead of waiting to get back to the studio.
To reviewing stand.
Proprio in quegli anni, cioè verso la fine degli anni 60, la maggior parte delle serie sitcom televisive vengono girate a Hollywood e quindi con l'arrivo ad Hollywood delle serie televisive la ABC inizia a catturare un pubblico più giovane. La maggior parte delle serie di questi anni diventano dei veri e propri classici, dei cult di cui siamo innamorati ancora oggi. Qualche nome? Batman, Gli Antenati, ve li ricordate i Flintstone, e la famiglia Addams. Inoltre il produttore Ron Arledge dà più fortuna al network rinnovando la programmazione sportiva. Infatti è il primo ad utilizzare tecniche innovative sulle partite di football della NCAA. Infatti aggiunge nuove angolazioni, modifica la panoramica per renderla più nel gioco. È anche il creatore del Monday Night Football e di Wide World of Sports. Arledge contribuisce enormemente a trasformare lo sport in un'industria multimilionaria. La ABC inizia a mandare le prime news con telegiornali indipendenti e le prime dirette sportive a partire dal 67. Il telegiornale avrà 4 edizioni al giorno in onda con i seguenti orari: 7 del mattino, 10 del mattino, 3 del pomeriggio, 8 e mezza della sera. Gli anni 70 e gli anni 80 la ABC dominerà incontrastata le scene radiofoniche e televisive americane. All'inizio degli anni 70, mentre gli show alla radio continuano con sempre crescente successo, la ABC produce numerose serie per la televisione, come ad esempio Starsky & Hutch e Radici, quest'ultima ispirata alla novella di Alex Haley. Grazie al successo di questa serie, che si unisce anche a quello di Happy Days, la ABC diventerà per la prima volta il primo network americano per ascolti.
Sunshine. sunshine, goodbye rain. She's wearing my school ring on her chain. She's my steady, I'm her man. I'm gonna love her all I can.
Days are,
won't you be mine?
Days are,
please be mine. Gonna cruise her around the town, show everybody what I found. Rock and roll with all my friends. Sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. It feels so right, can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.
Days are,
won't you be mine?
Days are,
please be mine. Hello sunshine, goodbye rain. She's wearing my school ring on her chain. She's my steady, I'm her man.
Negli anni '80 la ABC rivaleggia con Dallas, creando Dynasty con John Forsythe, Linda Evans e soprattutto Joan Collins, che è rimasta nel cuore di tutti e nella mente di tutti nei panni della perfida Alexis. Nel 1985 termina la lunga serie di Happy Days e termina anche un'altra serie della ABC, cioè Love Boat. Terminano anche Tre cuori in affitto e quindi la NBC ritorna in testa ai network televisivi americani. Per ostacolare la rivale, la ABC si deve tirare sulle maniche e decide di concentrarsi su nuove commedie come Pappa e Ciccia, Casalingo Super Più, Una bionda per papà e Otto sotto un tetto. Se Dynasty era una soap opera serale che andava in onda una volta a settimana nel dopocena, la ABC è anche regina di ascolti in quegli anni con due soap operas quotidiane. Una è All My Children, in Italia divenuta famosa col titolo La Valle dei Pini. L'altra è Loving, divenuta super super famosa da noi con il titolo di Quando si ama. la fine del vecchio e l'inizio del nuovo millennio, le trasmissioni radiofoniche diventano sempre più espanse grazie anche all'acquisizione e alla creazione di web radio. Per quanto riguarda la televisione, vengono lanciate serie come The Practice, Professione Avvocati, Tutto in Famiglia e New York Police Department. Viene anche fondato il canale Disney Channel dedicato ai bambini. Ad oggi la ABC si trova al secondo posto nella classifica generale degli ascolti in America. Riguardo agli Stati Uniti d'America, vi proporremo la settimana prossima la storia del suo terzo network, ovvero la CBS. Per il momento vi saluto da parte mia e da parte di Walter Martinelli, che è in cabina di regia, e vi auguro un buon proseguimento d'ascolto con i nostri programmi. A risentirci fra 7 giorni. Ciao!
Avete ascoltato
Il Giro del Mondo in 80 radio. Viaggio attraverso la radiofonia mondiale, curato e condotto da Giacomo Schivo. Sigh.